The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Long ago. Do you believe, just go in order, we'll do Michael Voris first and then Michael Hitchburn. Michael, do you believe that there is a change in kind of like the death penalty change where, no, it's just pastoral, it's just guidance, we're not actually, you're not changing the catechism? Is that what's in the document? Is it going to have the language, Father James Martin, SJ in it, from severely disordered to no, it's just it's not in the correct order? What do you think is in? How will they go about this?
Well, based on the way the Instrumentum Laboris, which is sort of the beginning, the framework, it's the schema by which everything is sort of set up, the beginning of the discussions, based on that, and then the kind of chatter and the way various prelates are standing, talking, sitting in the press hall talking about all of this, I think it will, you know, reach for the moon for them. I don't think they'll say, you change church teaching. That's always going to be a bridge too far. They know they can't do that. That sends up all the flares and, you know, sets all the alarms and bells ringing and everything else. So they just talk about the issue as though church teaching is just sort of there, but we don't care, and let's, you know, go over here and, you know, let's take our football and go over here and play. And that's sort of what they're doing. They're the whole approach. I mean, the very fact that, you know, the term LGBT got introduced into the original documents, Lorenzo Baldessari lied about it. He said, "Oh, that worked its way in through some working document of some youth group or whatever, something somewhere, blah blah blah." And turned out that it wasn't the case. And then the reporters asked him about it. He pulled a Francis and said, "I'm not going to say anything about it," and just moved on. So, look, this massive homosexual contingency that runs the Vatican right now wants this. They are not about to. I mean, look, they've had a 99-yard drive for them. It's second and goal from the one. They are not going to kick a field goal.
Michael Hitchburn, do you concur?
No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think that the more we witness, the more we see the dissident revolutionaries in the church doubling down on everything. And they're definitely trying to grasp at straws to get what they set out to accomplish while they still have time.
So I like the analogy though, or the visual. They've got a 99-yard drive. They got first and goal on the one.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be a quarterback sneak either. This is No.
They're gonna try to plow it ahead. I mean, yeah, at this point, it's not even really us. Not that it ever really has been us, but, you know, we're, this is going to be a divine goal line stand. You see all that. They just don't care. These people don't believe, I mean, these people, some of these cardinals and archbishops, they just don't believe the faith. And I know this is really hard. I've said this a few times. I say in different interviews and everything else because I want to drill it into people's heads that it's extremely difficult for a Catholic, a good Catholic, or for that matter, even just kind of an average Catholic, to kind of get their mind around the fact that the bishops, you know, good numbers of the bishops, archbishops, cardinals, et cetera, don't believe the faith. They don't have supernatural faith. But when you kind of come to understand that, you sort of pause for a moment and, you know, look at a big 30,000-foot view, and you see it, and you look around, you're like, well, that would certainly explain everything going on in the church, huh? And then you just look at, you know, at what, pick whatever detail you want, giving Holy Communion, giving our Blessed Lord into the hands of politicians who then go and use those hands to raise them and vote for the murder of children and, you know, funding a Planned Parenthood. It's on and on and on. I mean, there's a billion examples of this. And at some point, you just look at yourself and you say, you know, look in the mirror and say, well, look, honestly, I have to look at the facts here and make a judgment. The judgment is many of these men don't believe the faith. So, of course, they're going to advance bottom because many of them are themselves.
So, Michael, you're Michael Voris. You're in Rome, and I would imagine that you would want to get a copy of the New York Times. But if you did, here's what's on the front page today. Why they stay.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.